Time now for words. I know that's our sports theme, but for some of you, words certainly are a sport. We get lots of emails, tweets, and Facebook comments from listeners every week, and week in and week out, the leading source of complaints is often language, when we use a word that's wrong or use one incorrectly. Or somebody wrote me a few years ago, "How can I trust anything you say about gun control or foreign policy when you don't know how to use a gerund?" Aren't you loving that letter? It's a gerund joke, by the way, for those of you who collect them. We're joined now by Mark Memmott. He is NPR's standards and practices editor, the man who ultimately thinks through and sets guidelines for words and usage on the air. So direct your emails to him. We call this segment Word Matters, or What Did We Do Wrong This Week, Mark? Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to start the day with a gerund joke.
Yeah, any day that starts with a gerund joke is looking up. So let's hear some examples. Right, I set you up.
You violated one of our rules. Well, semi-rule. We get a lot of complaints. It drives listeners nuts when they hear NPR hosts and correspondents begin sentences with the word "so." The grammarians will say that's wrong. It's a conjunction. You're not supposed to do that. Now, it is conversational, is a way to sort of get your thoughts together as you're moving from one question or one segment to another. So it's understandable why people do it, but we do it so much. We do it over and over and over. I just have to think there may be some "so" drinking games out there during our broadcast. I'm not endorsing that, by the way.
Yeah. Another phrase that begs the question, and because when people use it, that's not what they mean at all.
You just violated another one. Mm-hmm. We think "begs the question" means raises the question, but it doesn't. The phrase goes all the way back at least to Aristotle. I won't try to say it in Greek. He gets credit for putting the name to a habit many of us have that makes no logical sense. When someone begs a question, he's giving you something of an answer, but not one that really says anything. Mm-hmm. He's speaking in circles. Let's say you and I are talking about rock and roll bands.
Yeah.
I say the Beatles were most people's favorite group. You say, "Yeah, man, the Beatles were the most popular band because everybody liked them." You've accepted my premise and then just repeated it. Mm. You didn't offer any real support or logical reasons for your conclusion.
Yeah. But what about the argument that at this point that phrase "begs the question" has been so widely misused, the meaning of it has been changed?
Well, there is an argument to be made that when things get into common usage, we ought to start using them.
Yeah.
We think we should try to stick to Aristotle's original meaning. And remember, there's an easy fix. Just say "raises the question" when that's what you mean.
Yeah. 'Tis the season to raise questions once again about the name of Washington's professional football team. For many years, I have refused to say their names. I won't contradict someone who uses it, but and occasionally I've read it when it figures in a story, but
we have not absolutely banned use of that team's name.
Mm-hmm.
But along with being clear and accurate without being boring, we try not to offend people. So we consider carefully when, if ever, to use offensive language. And we warn listeners if we have to use such words, which is what I'm about to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is considered offensive changes over time. There's been increasing attention in recent years to that DC team's name. Our policy is that if we're reporting about the debate over the name, mm-hmm. as you and I are doing right now, we will say Redskins, because that's an important part of the story. Otherwise, it's Washington or the team or the club. There are other words we can use.
Mark, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Mark Memmott, NPR Standards and Practices Editor. You can reach Mark at wordmatters@npr.org. Fill up his inbox. And that's why I think it's a